sure when.
Yes, and one of the unhappiest times of my life when I lost my only son in the Second World War. He was a very patriotic man and volunteered three times to volunteered three times for his country. First, when he was in Camp McCain, he volunteered to go overseas. Then he volunteered, he was placed behind the desk in the, what division was it?
Rangers, wasn't it?
No. In the...
Well, it's not important. He was given a desk job and he didn't want a desk job.
And he said, told me this was a hell of a place for a combat officer. By that time he was a first lieutenant and he volunteered finally for the invasion in France and became a first lieutenant for the combat 61st Regulars. Company B. Unfortunately, they were asked to take Martin in Belgium, and they took the town, but when the Germans found out that they had no artillery to support, they let go of all of their guns and they were badly hit and lost many men. Out of 1,500, they lost all but 75, and my son was the only commanding officer left at them. He was asked to volunteer to take the upper ground and asked for volunteers. Only four boys volunteered with him, and they were mowed down when they got half across their objective. This was one of the toughest moments. When I heard of that he had lost his life, was one of the toughest moments of my entire life, and it took me some time to get over it.
What was Richard like as a...
Richard was kind of man as 24 years old as existed anywhere. He was loved by everybody. He was handsome, 5'10", and was a very powerful man.
He was a good...
He taught the officers hand-to-hand, but combat tactics. And there wasn't a man in his entire regiment he couldn't handle.
He was a good athlete.
He was a marvelous athlete.
He was a good student in college.
And he was a Because he graduated from North Carolina universities.
Ada.
And was an honor man